Going back to local control, what about the issue of surgery without radiation therapy for the small node-negative infiltrating tumors, elderly patients, and also DCIS?
I think we were all struck by the results of the CALGB study that Kevin Hughes published in the New England Journal that showed in the population of women over the age of 70 with small unifocal cancers, there was no difference in survival in the radiated versus non-radiated group. And in fact, there was no difference in mastectomy rates because the majority of people who had a recurrence had a second lumpectomy. We have not used that data at this point as a wholesale endorsement of not radiating patients over 70. Remember that women who arrive at the age of 70 well have a 14-year life expectancy. And so we are very cautious about undertreating them as a policy. Where this trial plays a role in our practice is the woman who may have other medical conditions wherein the competing causes of death might be high enough that we can justify not treating with radiation therapy and reassure the patient that there's data on the safety of that. So I see the Hughes data as a floor, not a ceiling.